As activists in Los Angeles continue to try and beautify the LA River, there's a similar movement that's just getting underway in Orange County. And there, politicians, residents, and activists alike want to reinvigorate the Santa Ana River. Once the lifeblood of the county, the Santa Ana is mostly dismissed by the county nowadays as a concrete channel. But activists say proper management of the river can bring it back to its original natural beauty. Gustavo Arellano is editor of the OC Weekly, and he joins us for this week's KCRW Orange County Line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
All right, so what's the river called again? I want to hear you say it.
Well, here I would call it the Santa Ana River.
You
the
would,
city
okay.
is Santa Ana. The river is Santa Ana. Why not?
If you ask most OC residents about the Santa Ana, they're likely to ask about, you know, what river? What are you talking about?
Yeah, unfortunately, the Santa Ana River, as most Orange County residents know it, is when they're going across the 5 freeway, so they see it right next to the pet shelter right there. It's just like these either stagnant pools of water, you know, and retaining wells, or if you're further down on the 405 freeway, it's literally a concrete gulch, kind of like the LA River in its ugliest parts. And so most people don't know, especially county residents, that right up until the 60s and 70s, the Santa Ana River was pretty much what a river is supposed to be, something that was natural and flowing. The problem with the river, though, is that the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, long ago, they determined it was the second most dangerous river west of the Mississippi. Hence, you have everything that made the Santa Ana River ugly is basically to protect Orange County from the threat of a flood. And I know in this drought era, we don't think of floods, but if that baby runs over the its banks, you better run.
Which is the exact same reason why they poured concrete into the LA River, right?
Exactly. And the culprit for this was the Great Flood of 1938, where both the LA River, the San Gabriel River, and the Santa Ana River, they all flooded, caused hundreds of deaths, hundreds of millions of dollars in property damage. But it's so faded away from the Orange County memory that now you have activists saying in both LA and Orange County, hey, let's restore the river back to its natural state. I don't think that'll ever happen, especially in Orange County, but at the very least, there are areas where activists are targeting where you could make the river much more beautiful than it currently is right now.
So what vision are we talking about? What do folks want to do? Can they continue the flood channel and make it prettier?
In a way, yes. State Senator Lou Correa has proposed, or you know, outgoing state senator, he's trying to get federal money, especially toward that. And what you do then is you target parts of the river where you can have beautification efforts. And most of them are going to be in northern Orange County. So where the river goes from Riverside County into Orange County, so from Anaheim right up until the crush right there on the 57 and the 5, you could create trails, you could get more water flowing into the river, you could start introducing native flora and fauna into that. That's actually pretty simple. And that'll still protect the safety of the river, or, you know, protect us from the river more than anything.
And obviously, as with anything, it's going to cost money to do that. So where do they suggest that money's going to come from?
Well, that's where Correa comes in. What he proposed, of course, was met with resistance by the Orange County Board of Supervisors. And especially when it comes to rivers in Southern California, there's so many different governing bodies. He went to a town hall meeting in the Inland Empire and said, look, I could go to the federal government and this money, it's just grants that the government is giving out all across the country. But no one was really interested in his plan. So it'll be interesting, especially as Correa goes out of office, if he's going to try to become the John Muir of Orange County and, you know, beautify what a lot of us just take for granted. So it remains to be seen.
We'll see if the ideas keep flowing. Gustavo Arellano on this Labor Day. Gustavo, thanks. Happy Labor Day to you.
Same to you. Gracias.